He is in Choir of Man at the Apollo Theater. His name is Shane McDade. Welcome to Chicago, Shane.
Thank you so very much.
You know, I looked you up, and it says Irish actor, drinker of pints. That's what the official description. You know, I would like that. The Irish actor part, you can explain that to me. And especially, I want to know about your expertise at drinking pints.
Well, first and foremost, I am very good at drinking pints. yes, I am an Irish actor. And we are here in Chicago with our show Choir of Man. And it's a place where I get to do both of the things I excel at. I get to act and I get to drink pints.
Come on, you're not really drinking the beer on stage, are you? Don't answer that question. Maybe not. So the show is set in a fictional bar, although it really is a working bar, called The Jungle. And I will tell you, no matter what kind of mood you happen to be in when you walk into the Apollo Theater, I can't imagine anyone not leaving with a smile on their face by the end of this kind of rock and roll pop music musical.
I mean, that is the game plan. You're supposed to walk into the local, the pub that you... You know, it's your classic. Everybody knows your name. You walk in, everyone's excited to see you. The pints are pouring. There's littered with instruments. And yeah, as you said, there's music of all genres, spanning from the 70s up to the now-ies. There's definitely something for everyone. It is an absolute celebration of community. And friendship, and, you know, the most important thing for us is that it's a place where everybody is welcome.
You know, it's a tough show to describe. I think you just did a great job at it, actually. it originated in London in the West End, made its way to America. You performed it in the, I know you're from yourself, from Dublin. Did you perform this show on the other side of the pond?
Ish, yes and no. So the show was created back in 2017. So it has come a long way. It was first presented at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is a huge fringe theatre festival in Scotland, one of the largest. And from then it gained its motions and it's ever evolved. The music is, it's silly, really. You've got bands like Guns N' Roses, but then you've also got some Katy Perry, a bit of Paul Simon. There's Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's covering such a broad range. And the two guys who created the show originally, Nick Dudson and Andrew Kay, you know, they wanted something it's set in a pub around friendship and community. You know, that place where you feel safe. And first and foremost, yeah, you can have a lot of delicious pints and talk about nothing. But what if you're not really feeling it, and instead you want to have two teas and a talk? And it's about that sense of community, and we're there to support you. You know, today if you don't feel 100%, hey, I can give you an extra 20. Someone else will give you 20. Like, we'll get there together. So it went from Edinburgh to London, where it opened on our West End in 2021. It was then nominated for an Olivier Award for Best Entertainment, and then it got back by popular demand October 22, and it's still running, so it's on its kind of second continuous year there. It's had so many variations. It's been over to Australia. It has done a couple of US spots, so hopefully some people have heard about it. We're really trying to get the word out now. We're in Chicago. Fingers crossed. We're not going anywhere for a while. I was lucky enough to do the show on one of the Norwegian cruise line, the Encore, back in 2022. So I have done it this side of the pond, but also floating, if that makes sense.
All right. To me, the musical highlight is a song called Chandelier by Sia that's done by you guys in a way. I mean, you completely turned that tune upside down as an a cappella song.
Yeah. So Jack Bloom, who did all the orchestrations for the show, a couple of originals, he managed to create these outrageous vocal arrangements. So we sing Sia's Chandelier, the nine of us in the most close-knit, beautiful harmonies. It really is a gift to kind of have it. And it's the one point in the show where we kind of, it's almost as much for us as it is for the audience. It's a moment where we can stop, take stock. We all connect with each other. There's a lot of focus, and we get to sing this beautiful song. But the song itself, if you think about the lyrics, I'm just holding on for tonight because I'm just holding on. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. There is an element of a mental health discussion or battle, and that is something that we touch on in the show as well. You know, not everyone is going to be this happy, delighted persona all the time. We're humans. We have ups and downs, but it's how we deal with it, and it's how we connect with other people to help us when we need it most. And I think that song is definitely, it's one of the highlights. It's where we stop and we sing, and it's the first time you hear us completely a cappella. There's no musical. There's nothing to hide behind. It's just nine guys bearing all, and it's a gift to sing every night. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think it is a highlight of the show. So, Shane, drinker of pints, did you have a place where you would go hang out, like where everybody knows your name, like the jungle, the bar mm-hmm. in Choir of Man? Did you have your own jungle?
I did. I was incredibly lucky. I mean, where I'm from in Dublin, I think at one point I counted how many pubs there was from my house to the city centre, which is only about a 30-minute walk, and I lost count at 30-something. It's just chock-a-block of places to go, but the one coincidentally closest to me is called Murphy's, and me and my pals, when we were younger, we would go there after our, you know, drama classes every Thursday to have some beers, and years later, it's still a place I can go now. Even though I don't live in Ireland anymore, I live in the UK, I can still go home, and Vincent Murphy, who runs the place, you know, there's always a smile when I walk in. They know they'll get the Guinness on. There's something really magical about having that local experience, the place where you feel at home, a home away from home.
Mm-hmm. There is a Murphy's, by the way, not too far from where you guys are at. Just across from Wrigley Field, actually.
Interesting. I'll have to pop in.
Uh-huh. It's a very famous place. If you pop in while the Cubs are playing or while the Cubs are in town, it's crazy. Ooh. There's no room for anyone.
Wow.
People are on the street. However, when there's no Cubs game, then it becomes a local neighborhood bar. I don't live that far from there.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. I'll have to make sure I check out both iterations.
Check out both iterations. Choir of Man, the Apollo Theater, 2550 North Lincoln Avenue. And by the way, here's a secret I can share. You have to Google this, but there are lots of nearby restaurants, including a pub called Prost. But it's a German pub, not an Irish pub, sorry about that, where you get a discount if you have tickets to the show. And there are other restaurants nearby that'll give you a discount as well. Choir of Man.
Ooh, that is a hot ticket.
Uh-huh. Choir of Man at the Apollo Theater. Shane, drinker of pints. McDade, thank you so much.
Not at all. Thank you for having me.